Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I was just sharing a story before we came into the studio, and I said that I remember sitting next to another young mom who had had a baby, and a lady from the church coming up and handing her a gift, and then feeling the necessity to explain in front of everybody why she couldn't give me one because my child was born out of wedlock. And so I was horrified. But that's one of few. Most of the stories I have from the church are people that have poured life into my son. But it was difficult. You know, you're trying to get ready for church. You're doing things by yourself. Your child doesn't cooperate. You're running late. You know, you come into church. You're always hurried. You're always rushed. You're always out of breath. I remember one Sunday, my son got away from me and beelined for the platform. And the next thing you know, he was up there reaching for mics. And the pastor caught him and took the mic out of the thing, handed it to him, and he turned around. He was probably just under three, turned around and saying, "Jesus loves me," to the congregation.
Wow.
It would have been so easy for that pastor to say, "Can't you control your child? Don't touch the equipment." You know, everything was totally different. And I have to tell you, my son went on. He sang that Christmas. He sang the next Easter. And he went on and he sang through his teen years. He went to Fine Arts Festival. He got to go to Nationals. And he's in the music industry today.
Wow.
I'm not going to say it's all due to that, but church was a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's the way it needed to be, because I was able to come, I could put him in the nursery, and I could breathe. I could rest. I remember we planted a church. We were part of a church plant in Cold Spring, and so I was the children's pastor at the time, and there was some gentleman from our church who has now gone on to be with the Lord, but he just did everything around, made sure everything was organized, and he would come into my children's church room, and he would say, "Zach, I need your help." Zachary was probably 7, 8, 9, in that age range. And he would take him around the church, and he would just follow Jim. And I know he asked him 50 million questions, because I heard from everybody all the questions he would ask. And then he would bring him back, and he would say, "Oh, he's going to be something one day.
Wow.
He's going to be an administrator. He's going to be a leader." And he would just breathe life into that child. I needed that. It allowed me time to prepare for my lesson, and it allowed Zachary to have a male role model. You know, those are things that people don't realize, that the church is so important, because we're doing it by ourselves. We're the breadwinner, we're the cleaner, we're the cook, we're the when he's sick, where does he go? I have to take off of work unless somebody steps in and says, "Can I help you?" And if I take off of work, then I don't get paid, then I don't get to pay the bills. There's all those things that go on that people don't realize, because you're doing it by yourself. There isn't that person to rely on. Kids can't go to daycare if they're sick. Where do you go? So it's like there were people in the church that came alongside me. And I called the pastor before we came today, and I asked him for the charge that they give the congregation in a baby dedication. And they say that you will come alongside, that you will help, that you will pray, that you will step in. With God's help, I will. And that congregation says, "We will." And I was fortunate and blessed to have a church that actually followed what they said.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.